This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Forum. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from top CEOs. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. And if you miss a CEO interview, you can hear any on our website, www.ceoforum.ceo.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Mark Kidd. How are you, Mark?
I'm great, thank you.
And Mark is the CEO of Captivate. Now, for all of you CEOs there, think about this. They have 100% of their market share. And this is mostly anytime you go in an elevator, they own those elevator screens and all of the advertising that goes there. And it's a unique way to reach markets that people really, I had not thought about as much. Talk about what the Captivate model is.
Well, the Captivate model is to be able to bring news and information and insights to working professionals that adds some value to their day. And it's really about curated content. Advertising is what people know about us, but it's the content that makes a difference in someone's life.
So what is the content you use?
Today, we use news, information. We spend a lot of time talking to tenants and to viewers about what it is they're interested in. So we've got a whole editorial calendar that we create. We're sensitive to the time of year and the type of information, and we tailor that to the individual market and the advertising to the individual building.
So let's say New York City, where in full disclosure we're doing this interview, you have 55% of the office building, which is huge. I've been in those elevators. I've seen it, but I never understood how it works. So do you have the same material in every single building? Do you do different? How do you determine what goes where?
Yeah, so today what we do is we produce the content, the news and information specific to the market. The advertising can actually be targeted to the specific building. So each building has its own unique playlist that gets created every day by algorithms in our computers on site. So we have a server in Chelmsford, and we transfer that data over the internet to the individual buildings, and then we can focus the message to the longitude of the building, which is pretty cool.
That is pretty cool. So let's talk through. You have two groups of people who you do business with.
That's right.
So first, let's talk the advertising group. Okay. And I know major companies, Amazon, IBM, are involved in their advertising there. Talk, what is the value proposition to those companies?
Today, the value proposition is we reach a TV-like viewing audience at work where they're spending more time transacting and living their lives. And so it's a very captive audience. You have a chance to be in the elevator with fellow CEOs, with marketing professionals, with business professionals, and we can get really specific and target the advertising message to the longitude of the building based on the type of companies that are located there. So in the case of Amazon, if they're trying to reach a specific demographic or a specific customer set. Let's say they want to reach millennials, and they want to reach only millennials in tech buildings. We can target just millennials in tech buildings.
How do you know that there are millennials in tech? How do you even know?
Research. We have tons and tons of research. We know who 80 to 90% of all of our tenants are. We know who's headquartered in our buildings. We have a product called Office Pulse where we talk to members of the buildings every single month to get insights for them. And we're Nielsen rated. So we're also included in MRI and Scarborough. So we take nothing we do is done casually and without attribution. We're able to tie back absolutely to the people we're reaching. We've got the research and all the information to go with.
Okay, but it's a short time. I know some New York elevators are pretty slow, unfortunately, and sometimes they have to go up 55 floors, so you have someone for a while. But a lot of times, they're very short. Is that bad? Are you not able to capture people with that? Or?
Actually, our whole programming model is around 15 seconds. So we change the content every 15 seconds.
Really?
So we are trying to get a lot of information to somebody in a short period of time. But look, there's so much talk today about self-driving cars, and everyone's all excited about what that means. But what people forget is the very first self-driving car was an elevator. Back when elevators were introduced... They're the first and only, and you will remember in those days there was an attendant in all of the elevators, and it was a dangerous, scary thing to get in an elevator. And what the founders of this company recognized and understood is that elevators are awkward social space, and if you have nothing to do in the elevator, you will look at your navel or at your feet. And they decided and understood that if there was something for them to focus on in the building, people would immediately look to it. Our research says 95% of everybody that gets in an elevator looks at the screen, and 90% watch it. And then people always say to me, but aren't you scared to death of cell phones? And I'm like, not at all. I mean, all the information you want is at the end of your arm with a cell phone, right? But when you get into an elevator, it doesn't work. The elevators are moving vaults because of the way they're constructed. And modern buildings are built with construction techniques that make it almost impenetrable. Now, you can get cell signals in some if there's a communications line. But for us, we actually work with cell companies to build a mobile network, and we retarget those customers in our building so that we can use the screens on the elevator, screens in the lobbies, and then we retarget on their mobile devices. And that has been very, very effective for us.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Mark Kidd, who is the CEO of Captivate, 100% of the U.S. elevator market, and you like 10,000 screens.
We do.
So now let's talk the other side of the equation, which are the real estate companies.
They are our first customers. The real estate community has allowed us to be in business, and really we focus on them and what they're trying to do.
And you probably work with the Office Pulse with them.
Well, Office
Pulse.
To
add additional value to their building.
It doesn't.
And if someone has a slow elevator, it's no longer a problem because someone isn't twiddling their thumbs. Now they're looking at content.
Well, what the research says, and we've got about 15 years of body of research of testing this, but if you're in a Captivate building, you have higher customer satisfaction levels. Tenants are happier in a Captivate building.
Wait. Have you done actual research, or is this just...
No. We've done the research, and what it shows you is that Captivate...
How much higher?
Well,
I know it differs for every building.
On average, it's about 40% higher, right?
40% higher.
People that are in Captivate buildings say they have a higher customer satisfaction level than if they're not in a Captivate building. And I'll give you a great story, right? When I came and was approached to do this, my very first reaction was, who cares about elevator advertising, and why would anyone pay attention? And so I said no. And I was in a discussion with my son, who at the time was 27, was living in Chicago, and I explained to him that I'd been approached about an opportunity with an elevator company or an elevator media company to be the CEO. And unprompted, he says, well, Dad, are you talking about Captivate? I said, how do you know the name?
Right.
He said, it's in my building. It's been in the two buildings that I've been in Chicago. What do you think about it? I like it. Why? Well, it gives me something that I didn't know about it. There's always a tidbit that I can use in my daily life. Name five advertisers. He could. All of a sudden, I'm like, well, maybe I should pay attention to this thing. Because if a 27-year-old in a market like Chicago with all the other things to do knew the brand, then I thought there was really something here. And when I started looking at it, because remember, I had been in the media business for almost 30 years before I took this job. I had worked in college sports. I had worked for a production company that was the largest television production company for ESPN. And what I discovered when I started looking at Captivate is they reach more people in the daytime than we ever reached on any of our shows in primetime. And when I started looking at how would you reach working professionals, how would you reach CEOs? Well, you would naturally go after Fox News, CNN. You might look at CNBC. But when you looked at the aggregate numbers, they're not very big. And Captivate reaches over 12 million people, and we reach 2.5 million people every single day. In my mind, this was a television network in office buildings. And when I started looking at buying consumptions, what I found was more people were making purchases online between 9 and 5 than they were between 5 and 9. More people are awake in the time that they're at the office building than they are when they're at home. So my view was that this was a fabulous opportunity to reinvent the messaging, the branding, and then work with companies to super target, because we can get down to the specific building. If you want to reach a particular CEO or a C-suite or an individual business segment, we can do that to the lat longitude of the building. And I think that's pretty remarkable today.
30 seconds left before a commercial break. Your website is?
Website is captivate.com.
That's easy. And one sentence, the real value to a CEO of becoming involved with Captivate.
Oh, people will see your advertising and you'll be able to have a relationship that's meaningful and impactful.
And there you go. You're thinking about real-time advertising in the elevator, and everything is customized. A really fascinating model I had not considered prior to this. You're going to hear more, and you're also going to hear something unique about his dad after the break, who is in the College Football Hall of Fame, one of the most iconic people around. Back in a few.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now.
855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We are here today with Mark Kidd, who is the CEO of Captivate, which has 100% of the elevator market share. That's over 10,000 screens in America. You mentioned Chicago, 65% of the buildings there. Let's start off, talk about in 2013 when you took over. What were the challenges you were facing, and how did you overcome them?
The biggest challenge we were facing was to create a sense of urgency and to change the culture. Captivate had been part of a big public company. It hadn't really had a great deal of attention. I remember talking to the officer at the company that was responsible for it. They had the company for about 9 years, and I said, "How many times have you been to the headquarters?" And he said, "3." And I thought,
So what did you do to change the culture? Just couple of sentences.
Well, what we did to change the culture was we focused on the people. We told them and laid out a vision for them. We say growing companies create opportunities for upward mobility. We put forth an operating plan on what we were going to do with simple, straightforward, easy to follow instructions. And then we showed them that we were serious about this. And we put a comp plan in place that rewarded and shared the profits. And that made a difference.
That's the difference. That's what drives people.
So we changed the comp structure for our salespeople. We explained that we make revenue off of our relationships with the real estate community and off of the advertising marketplace, and we organize the whole company in support of those businesses.
And how does bringing life to work come into play with that?
Our observations from Office Pulse research and looking at things was that in the United States of America, there's a consolidation of working professionals and millennials in particular in urban markets versus suburban markets. I had previously worked at the Outdoor Channel where we focused on BC and D County men as a marketing opportunity for CEOs and for brands. When I came to this company, what I found was we have a millennial audience. Average age is about 35, 2.5 million every single day. Average household income is 100,000. We had a very, very attractive audience that wasn't really being tapped into. And the trick for us was, how do we take content and how do we take the messaging that companies wanted to connect with this customer base and bring them together? And that's really what we focused on.
Okay, now I'm going to do some quick spotlight questions. So these are going to be fast answers. In one phrase, how would you codify your leadership philosophy?
My leadership philosophy is really to empower the employee base, and we focused hard on diversity and on the millennial audience here because we felt like they were the future of the company. And so we've worked hard to focus on their individual brands inside of the Captivate brand.
What are the keys to successful customer experience? And I'm asking you this because you're saying tenants in Captivate buildings have a 40% higher customer experience.
Well, I mean, when I came in, I went and met with every single one of our customers on the ad sales side. And what I found was they weren't happy with the sales force. And the first thing you have to do is listen. And so we instill in our sales force not to waste people's time, listen to what they need, and only deliver if we're capable of doing that. Captivate's not for everybody. But for those people that it does make sense for, we work really, really hard because we want to have a marriage. We don't want to date you. We want to marry you. And we want to be in business with you for 10, 15 years. And that's really the objective here, is to create an institutional relationship between Captivate and the companies we do business with. We want to do that for a long, long, long time. And for those customers, we do extra things that we wouldn't do for somebody that just comes in and does, you know, a one-time buy.
If you had a mulligan in life, something you could do over, what would that be?
Well, the one thing I learned, because this is the first time that I had been a CEO, I would have come into this business with a more complete team. I came in by myself, and therefore I needed to really understand and make quick judgments on what people we could keep and not keep. And I, at the time I came in, I knew the things that I was not good at. And so I did recruit people in that could complement me. But if I had had all those people when I came in on day one versus having assembled the team over what took, you know, probably 6 months to a year, I think we'd have been further ahead in the process. So that's one thing that I would have done differently for sure.
And tying into that, if there was a challenge you had in life or work or personal life that you overcame and learned the lesson from, what would that be?
Well, you never give up. I mean, persistence. I mean, I learned from watching my dad on the football field coach his players that when the thing I like about sports and business in general is that you get knocked down and you can never doubt yourself and you can never, ever give up. You have to continue to stay true to what you believe in and to your values. And if you do that, good things will happen. So that's what we try to do here.
I want to ask you about technology, because obviously you've been advanced technology with extremely advanced algorithms of how you determine exactly how to reach different customers in different buildings with different messages over short time frames. But what would you say over the past year is the most profound technology breakthrough you've seen in the world?
I think the most profound that I've seen is voice. So things like Alexa and Siri really coming into mainstream. I think over the next probably 5 years, you're going to see that happen a lot. And I can see the day where you would you'll come into a room and you'll ask, hey, Alexa, or hey, Robert, can you do this for me? And you'll have devices and artificial intelligence that will do that. So I think it's going to come into everybody's business at a certain level. I can see you coming into office buildings, and instead of having a directory that you touch, you'll be able to ask the directory, and it'll give you back the information that you seek. We're experimenting with facial recognition. We're experimenting with voice. We're experimenting with all types of things just to get more understanding of the audience and what they do inside of office buildings, and so that we can help marketers who want to reach this audience be able to do it in a way that's meaningful and impactful and makes a difference in their business.
You've about 2 minutes left. Let's talk about someone really impactful to you.
Yeah.
Your dad. So your dad, one of the most iconic people, College Football Hall of Fame, is over 700% in winning over like 38, 39 years. As a stadium named after him, you've 2 minutes left. Talk about your dad, the influence he was to you, and what you've really learned from him.
Yeah, you know, my dad, I grew up on a college campus. I learned about life on a football field and in locker rooms. And I remember having distinct conversations with him. One in particular was, it was a blustery day. It was going to be cold and rainy. And I said to him, what are you going to do with the flip of the coin and the weather conditions? And he said, you know, Mark, I don't worry about stuff like that. All I worry about is what we can control. We focus on what we can control. We can't control the weather. We can't control other things. But we can control and react to what happens. And that made an impact on me. I think the other thing that he taught me was that you don't treat everyone the same, but you treat everyone fairly. Because we would get in discussions about how do you treat a running back who's a super, superstar versus someone that may just be a blocking and tackling person. What are the things that you do to motivate them? And I think he taught me that you have to understand what it is that makes somebody tick. Some people you have to love and hug. Others you have to hit and punch and push. And you have to understand that nuance when you're working with people. And you've got to create an environment of accountability and also celebrate your successes. And probably the most simplest thing that he taught me was every day when practice starts, the first thing they do is they go out and they do the center quarterback exchange. From the very first practice in the spring to the very last practice in the fall. And I would say to him, why did you do that? He said, you can't get the center quarterback exchange. You can't get anything done. So you always stay focused on the fundamentals and everything else will start to take care of themselves.
And on that inspirational note, it's a pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
It's great to be here, and I really appreciate the opportunity. Thank you very much.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes, or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy, so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Len Green. How are you, Len?
Great to be here.
And Len, for all of you entrepreneurs and for you CEOs, he is one of the leading authorities in America on entrepreneurship. He is the author of the hit book, The Entrepreneur's Playbook. He is the founder and chairman of The Green Group, which is a leading accounting firm, mostly for entrepreneurs and for business people as well. He is a top investor, and we'll hear about some of your investment experience. He also happens to have, in horse racing, over a stable of 75 horses and over 2,300 wins, including little things like the Kentucky Derby, stuff like that. And also, where we're going to start, he is a top-rated professor in entrepreneurship at Babson. So let's start off at Babson. 17 years in a row, you've been the top-rated professor in entrepreneurship, and that is the top entrepreneurial educational facility in all of America. What do you teach your students?
Well, I think like everything else, whether you're an entrepreneur or whether you're a teacher, I think you have to be unique. I think you have to do things differently than the other people. So I looked around and said, okay, what did the professors at Babson, what did the professors that I had in earlier schools do? Okay, and a lot of them were teaching theory and formulas and business plans, all of which I guess have some rudiments of you have to have it to be successful. But to me, to be successful, you have to be different. You have to think differently than they do. So I teach my students to truly think outside the box. I don't use a book. I don't use tests. Okay, I divide them into teams, and I give them case studies involving companies. And they have to read the case studies and then come up with different kinds of answers to make that company more successful. And what's been fascinating over the years is I've brought entrepreneurs in who have had these companies, and these students come up with ways to make them money that they never thought of because they're so involved in the day-to-day operations that they don't step back and say, how do I think differently?
If you could think of any one word that codifies success for an entrepreneur, what is that one word?
You don't like think differently, and you don't think passion. Okay, you got to have passion for it. If you think it's work, then forget it. Okay, you can't do it if you think it's work. If you have a 9-to-5 mentality, or if you're worrying about other things, that's not going to do it. You got to love this, what you're doing. If you love it, as you love what you're doing, okay, then it's amazing what you can do. And you got to continue to reinvent yourself, as you've done now, okay? Yeah, you were successful before the CEO magazine, but now look at the possibilities with the CEO Forum.
Sounds like I could get some more advice from you. But by the way, I did, in full disclosure, attend some of your courses for MBAs and for undergrads. And in one of them that I came to, one of the guys came back and spoke, a past student of yours, and the guy was just incredibly successful now. And he was sharing all the stuff with everyone. Mm-hmm. It's very real. And also, you do what other people, you lie down on the floor.
Yes,
why is that when you teach?
Well, I think it's very important that the students run the class. And I think that's a principle that entrepreneurs, okay, in business, should think about for a minute. Okay, how do you get the employees to think like owners? How do you get the students to think like professors? And you empower them. So we start the year off by saying, here's my syllabus, and I rip it up. And I say, okay, what do you want to learn this semester? What areas do you want to cover? Okay, then we divide them into teams. Okay, but they can't pick their friends. They got to be diversity. Why? Because in the real world, you got to work with people of different races, religions, countries, etc. Traditions are different, etc. kind of thing. And then you got to be competitive. Okay, your grade depends on how good an answer you come up with, but not the right answer, because there's no right answer. It's an answer that nobody's thought of so far.
Yep. So let's shift over and talk about this book, The Entrepreneur's Playbook, which I actually keep by my bedside because I'm always gaining new insights. There's like 100 or so different tips.
Yeah.
What is it when you wrote this book, what was the message you wanted to get most towards entrepreneurs?
Again, I think looking at competition is a great tool. So many people want to come up with their own idea, something they haven't thought of before. To me, that's crazy. Okay, why not see what the competition is doing and then improve on it?
How do you see what the competition's doing?
Well, in this particular case, I went around to the different bookstores, okay, and I said, okay, in Barnes & Noble, how many books on entrepreneurship are there, and what do they do? Well, there's so many of them called Entrepreneurship for Dummies, and there's a certain number of them that are written by some famous person, okay, like Steve Jobs, etc., kind of, which is wonderful, except it only applies really to him, doesn't apply to everybody else. And there's a whole group of them done by PhDs who give you all the formulas that they think you need to do and how to write a business plan. And I didn't see any of them that the reader would become a virtual student of mine, where they'd actually not only read it, but do exercises.
Well, everything's practical. There's exercises all throughout.
And they send them in, and I actually grade them and send them back to people. It's been fascinating. So American Management Association said, you know what? You have something unique. It really is something. We'll publish it.
And so that's back to your original statement about uniqueness.
Yes.
This is Robert Rees on the CEO Forum, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Len Green, who is, well, gosh, we went through it. There's so many things you are. But let's shift over to one of them. And you have the Green Group, an accounting firm with an expertise for entrepreneurs. What, as an accountant, do entrepreneurs really need to know?
All right, so you say, let's get an accountant. Everybody needs an accountant. My dad said to me, if nothing else, get an accounting degree, even if you don't do anything else in your life, because you'll always have a living. Well, most accountants, 75% of accountants, do accountants work. Okay, they look to see what happened before, 6 months before, or a year before, and they come back and they report to you. Do you realize that 6 months ago, here's what your earnings were, or a year ago, here's what you did, or that's wonderful, but it doesn't help me going forward.
So the problem with accounting, it's always moving backwards instead of forwards.
Absolutely.
Gosh, correct. Could I have V8 on that one?
Yeah. Okay, number two, do you just do a tax return? Do you stick it in the machine and let it plunge it out, or do you stop and think, saying, hey, what happens if I was that individual? Would I be satisfied if the computer came out and showed I owed money? How would I feel? So let's sit down and figure out, let's do the planning during the year so that when the tax return comes, we'll show a refund. We'll do the planning, we'll take the steps during the year. Well, most people don't do that. And then calculated risk taking. Okay. If I'm doing a tax return...
And calculated risk is one of your key tenets in your book as well.
Oh, I really think it's one of the keys to success.
You say everyone thinks, oh, entrepreneurs need to be risk takers. You say calculated risk.
Calculated risk takers means they have the knowledge so they can make intelligent decisions about something. A failure is only a failure if you don't learn from it, and if it's your first business, your last business. Otherwise, if you learn from it, it's not a failure. So why not take the calculated risk of it? So we can do that. But the third one that really has made us successful is accountants learn 1 and 1 is 2. And entrepreneurs say, well, maybe it's 11, or maybe it's something else. Okay? We think differently. And most accountants are not entrepreneurs. They say they're good business people because they've run their own business, their accounting business. But how many have actually run 10 or 15, 20, 30 businesses? Okay? Been in the trenches. Know what it is to make a payroll. Okay? It's very, very important.
Okay, we have 1 minute left. Really important. What can CEOs do? They want to bring entrepreneurship, agility, entrepreneurship into their company. What advice do you have to CEOs?
Most important is, there's a whole list of 4 or 5 things that we'll go over later on, but the most important is, how do you make your employees think like owners?
Mm.
Right now they're renters. How do you make them think like owners? Because if you make them think like owners, they're going to think differently. They're not going to be 9-to-5 people. Okay? And also, you got to empower them. You got to let them make decisions on things. Okay? I remember going to Kohler, okay, the gadget thing for toilets and things. On his desk, he makes all the decisions, hundreds of little things, but he makes every decision on everything. I don't think you can go that way.
You have to empower your people to make decisions. We're with Len Green. When we come back after break, we are going to talk about failures as well, which you mentioned are important. Back in a few.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
This is Robert Greese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with Len Green, and we're talking about successes, failures, and entrepreneurship. So give me an example. You've also been a top investor. Tell me a failure you had. I know you did a lot. Let's just take – I know you have, like, you know, Blue Buffalo food and everything, but let's take beverages. Tell me about a failure. Tell me about success when you were advising as well.
Well, I was – fortunate to meet early in my career a young man named Bill Bishop, who was a genius in marketing. Okay, and Bill started Sobe Beverages, and as his accountant and advisor, I was there, okay, to listen to different things that they did, and what a success story it did. He grew it and it sold it to Pepsi for $300 and some odd million. After about 6 months and a day, Bill said, "Well, I'm going to start up again." And he said to me, "Would you like to become an investor this time?" I said, "Yeah, that'd be exciting." Okay, besides being an advisor, he says, "Well, first thing we're going to do is probably go back into the beverage business. We're going to start a drink that's going to go against Red Bull."
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I said, "Well, I'm also involved in the horse business." I said, "We didn't win the Derby, but we got into the Derby here." Okay, later on with Smarty, but the important thing is there's a supplement that we used, okay, on the horse, and it's legal. And I think if we can get the trainer to endorse it, we can sell it because everybody wants a winner. And then unfortunately, Bill's dog Blue died of cancer, and he said, "I'd like to start a third company called Blue Buffalo Dog Food Cat Food." Well, mercury was the beverage. So let's look at it from an accounting and point of view. Formula-wise, we've been in the beverage business. Check that box.
Mm-hmm.
Two, we had distributors. Check that box. Three, we could get into stores, store space, because we already had store space with Sobe. Check the box. Had to be a success, right? Big market, okay, Red Bull. If we take a small part of the Red Bull, it would be very easy to be successful. Mercury comes out, Red Bull looks at it and says, "Well, maybe we'll do a 3-for-1 deal."
Yeah. So that's a failure.
That was,
even though you had the experience.
Had everything lined up.
And it seemed. So what lesson did you learn from that?
Well, just let's finish for a second, okay? Remember, we started three of them on the same day. The trainer decided that he didn't want to endorse the product because thought maybe people would think that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So two failures immediately. The one that took off was Blue Buffalo Dog Food, Cat Food, which then became now the fifth largest in the United States and the world almost, okay? But what you learn is, there's a famous song, it's called "Know When to Hold 'Em, When to Fold 'Em." And the important lesson there is, once it looked like we were battling uphill and was no chance to win, then you accept it and move on and put all your resources and everything into what you have. Now, people later on have said to me, well, you know, could you have made a success of this? They didn't 5 hour, okay, become a success, okay, like against RIP. So the answer is there was a market for it, okay. But faced with the fact that we had three alternatives, the Buffalo Dog Food Cafe certainly had the greatest potential and the greatest danger because we knew nothing about the industry.
And somehow that was the successful one. So I want to shift gears because there's so much to talk about. We were with Len Green, of course, the founder of the Green Group Accounting, based in New Jersey, but so many other things. Also the author of the Entrepreneur's Book, The Entrepreneur's Playbook, which is by my bed. You'd think I'd know it by now. But I want to just get one answer from you quickly on, you've had over 75 horses and you've had over 2,300 winners. What have you learned about winning from horse racing?
Gee, I'm glad you didn't say you had 2,300 winners, so you must have had 8,000 losers. Because the horse business is the only crazy business, and if you win 20% of the time, you're successful. It's crazy. I think that you look at the horse business, and you say, okay, what is my competition doing? And again, if this sounds redundant, I do this for every business that I get into. What is everybody else doing, and what can we do differently? Okay, and I'm sure that you said, okay, there are other CEO-type shows on it, but how can I make mine different? And you made it different by you're unique in having successful entrepreneurs who want to be on your show. That's amazing, as opposed to people promoting other things.
50 every week reach out to me.
I mean, again,
okay.
So, isn't that amazing?
So, but let's now shift into something maybe even dearer and closer to your heart, called Jeremy's Heroes. Now, I know everything in your book is donated, actually.
That's true.
So, and even being a top seller, you're making a lot. But that's something, I've been to several of their golf outings, in full disclosure, and it's an incredible cause. Talk about what Jeremy's Heroes is.
Number one, it's a 9/11 okay charity named after Jeremy Glick, who was one of the heroes of Flight 93. He was an athlete, and he and a group of athletes who were on that plane actually overpowered their people and actually got into the cockpit, but unfortunately it went down, kind of thing. So the idea was, we wanted to do something to memorialize Jeremy Glick's name. The family did not want it to be for the family. They wanted it to be what he did, which was athletics. So we started Jeremy's Heroes, which helps underprivileged kids, whether it be in Harlem or Patterson, New Jersey, et cetera, kind of thing, and gives them athletic time. And buys equipment, and pays for the coaches.
And Debbie Green has done a wonderful job.
Debbie Green is my daughter, and she's doing a wonderful job as president of it, yeah.
We have 1 minute left. Before, you gave just a snippet of what CEOs should do. So, sum up, and I cut you off because we had a break there. What else should CEOs be thinking about being successful in their business?
And again, your listeners, they're going to say, well, is this Len Green's advice? No. This is advice that we got from over 100 different CEOs who responded to how would they run their thing and why are they running it more successfully than others. So again, if you want, it's close to the gospel. Now, it may not apply directly to you, but think about some of these things. Okay. Number one,
30 seconds left.
Hire great people. Be passionate. Lead by example. Don't just sit in your office. Walk around. Empower the people to make decisions. Set realistic goals. Okay. Learn from your errors. Okay. Reinvent yourself all the time. Okay. Be prepared for the unexpected. And enjoy what you're doing, because if it's a job, you're really not going to do it well.
Well, Len, a pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Thank you, and thank you for having me.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines.
Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.